Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Once the hallmark of sailors, gang members, and convicts, tattoos are now mainstream. A 2012 Harris Interactive poll found that one in five American adults has a tattoo, and associations with deviance and criminality has diminished. 75% of those surveyed said having a tattoo didn't make a difference in what they thought about someone's likely behavior. Still, tattoos are considered unacceptable in many workplaces outside of the creative fields, but that is changing, as the recent allowance of some visible tattoos on the arms of Manchester, New Hampshire police officers attests. Beverly Yin Thompson is Associate Professor of Sociology at Siena College and author of Covered in Ink, Tattoos, Women, and the Politics of the Body. Beverly, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Now, most of us are or know people with a couple of tattoos, but your book focuses heavily on women and heavily tattooed people. Now, what does heavily tattooed mean to you?
Well, it's common for a lot of people just to have one tattoo, maybe two tattoos, but being heavily tattooed means that you've collected enough tattoos that it starts to create some friction in your life. And especially for women, often they have to keep their tattoos small, cute, and hidden, as I like to say. And so things that kind of go beyond those boundaries are what I call heavily tattooed, when people have tattoos on what is called public skin, like their forearms, their hands, their neck. When women especially have images that are not feminine, but perhaps, you know, like more monsters or dragons or stuff like that, that's more heavily tattooed. And so having a tattoo for a woman, having one small tattoo is not transgressive, but being heavily tattooed is when women start to get transgressive with their ink collection.
Do you think women face more discrimination or judgment for tattoos?
Yeah, absolutely. Because historically, tattoos are associated with men and masculinity and very masculine subcultures, like you mentioned just now with the bikers, criminals, stuff like that. There's that kind of stigma. And so for men to have tattoos, they're just reinforcing their masculinity. But for women to have tattoos, they're negating their femininity. And so that's where the social static starts to come in.
Not only negating femininity, but, you know, we've heard the term tramp stamp. There's this idea that certain kind of women get tattoos.
Exactly. And so there's that historical stigma and association that women who have tattoos are perhaps biker chicks or sexually promiscuous or prostitutes, sex workers, stuff like that. I don't find that association within the literature historically, but there is socially that kind of stigma. And so women can be stigmatized in that way. And that term, it's demeaning and stereotypical, but it shows you that kind of historical stigma that is still lingering.
A woman named Jane Marie, she recently kicked up quite a storm. Now, she wrote in Jezebel about being refused a neck tattoo. Now, this is at one of Manhattan's hippest tattoo joints. Says it was sexism, but a number of tattoo artists are firing back and say that it's part of their code to err on the side of caution. What do you think went on there?
I mean, a tattoo artist, it's up to them and their judgment of whether they want to do a tattoo. You know, they don't just have to do any tattoo that walks through the door. And so a tattoo artist, a responsible one, is going to tell someone the kind of repercussions that are going to come along with collecting a tattoo like that. And so just historically within the tattoo culture, it's assumed that once you've really collected a lot of tattoos over your whole body, then that's when you appropriately start to put tattoos on public skin. And once you start putting tattoos in places that are always visible, that's really going to have huge repercussions for your life socially, for your jobs, for your family, and so on. So any tattoo artist can say that, you know, this is not a good idea, especially for someone who's not fully tattooed already and might not understand or already feel the repercussions of their tattooing. So I think that tattoo artist was very responsible and well within the proper etiquette for tattoo artists.
Well, let's talk about public skin and work. In Manchester, New Hampshire, we mentioned the police force recently changed its tattoo policy, and they're allowing some visible tattoos on officers' arms subject to review, but still nothing allowed on the face or the hands or the neck. Are these still considered job stoppers?
Yeah, absolutely. This sounds a lot like the military regulations that they have within the army, and those are updated frequently based on the cultural changes, but there's just this assumption that these are public servants, they want this uniform kind of appearance, and so a lot of rules and regulations are alive and well within the workplace, especially in the military like that. You might have school uniforms, and then plenty of jobs and employers have their own kind of dress codes, and this is well within the legal rights of the employers.
In the Manchester Police Force, it is content that's subject to review. What are some of the content that people find so offensive?
You might have racist tattoos, sexist tattoos, anything that could offend the public. I mean, for these kind of workers, you want them to have tattoos that are just not going to have those kinds of responses from the public. So nothing that's touching on any kind of social issue like that.
Beverly Yen Thompson is with us. She's a professor of sociology and has written a book called Covered in Ink: Tattoos, Women, and the Politics of the Body. Outside of the tattoo industry, a number of other industries are accepting tattoos or seeing them even as assets. What are some of those industries and companies that are now allowing tattooed people with pretty much impunity?
Like you mentioned earlier, I think it's more the creative kinds of work environments. We see a lot of tattoos on hairdressers, restaurant workers, sushi chefs, perhaps. So you do see some, but it's really highly contingent on the environment that you find them in.
Well, you're a professor of sociology. How do people react to your tattoos in an academic setting?
Academia is a conservative work environment in general, and I think that my generation is definitely changing things. A lot of folks my age or a lot of graduate students are starting to have tattoos, but the older generation of faculty, you don't see as many with tattoos like those who are in their 60s or 50s. So it's definitely a generational thing, but it also is heavily dependent on the atmosphere of that particular school, that particular geographic area, and so on. And so for me personally, I've worked at three different types of schools in three different geographical areas. I've worked in Miami, Florida, North Texas, and now here in Albany, New York. But my school right now is I work at a Catholic liberal arts school, and so it is more of a conservative environment, and just the general expectation of what professors dress like, it's very formal and suits and stuff like that. So a lot of people are just covered up with their tattoos if they have any.
So what have you got for tattoos?
I have two half sleeves and then I have an entire back piece. I've got a lot of tattoos, but I still haven't entered that public skin yet, also, so it's easy for me to hide my tattoos. And living in Albany, New York, also, it's very easy to hide tattoos as well because it's very cold up here.
But in the summer, when you're wearing short sleeves or sleeveless shirts or whatever, what do people say to you about your tattoos? You seem pretty offended by the way that a lot of people approach them.
When you have visible tattoos, you're going to get approached, you're going to get commented on, so that's just something that you have to deal with. Some people are more open to that. I happen to be more introverted and more shy about that kind of stuff, and so I don't really like comments on my tattoos, but I certainly get them and I take them as they come. For me personally, it's mostly benign. People don't say very negative things or stuff like that, but plenty of my interviewees have gotten lots of negative comments.
Well, you do offer some etiquette tips for those who are viewing tattoos, but seem offended by some who ask or comment. But if someone's covered with tattoos and they are exposing that in public skin, shouldn't they expect that? I mean, are people not supposed to look, not supposed to respond?
Yeah, it's definitely expected, but I think what's interesting with a lot of my participants is they didn't expect the extent of it. But I would just ask, what is that person really trying to say? Because some comments are unnecessary and some comments make sense. Like, for example, a lot of comments are just to say, oh, I notice you have a tattoo. Well, that's not needed, to be vocalized. But if you have a really specific reason why you're asking about the tattoos, like, oh, I really like that style, I would like to get a tattoo like that, who's your artist? Then that makes more sense. So it's more just the context of what is this question really trying to say?
As more people who have tattoos find their way into the workforce, it's probably going to be, like the Manchester, New Hampshire police, a matter of policy in some places. And I'm thinking about content that makes people uncomfortable in a similar way to off-color jokes might make people uncomfortable. Do you think there should be policies about that in the same way that there are policies about offensive language or jokes?
I personally would prefer there to be less policies about tattoos, but certainly we live in a world where there's lots and lots of policies regulating how people look in the job. And so, you know, it's just smart for people to really think ahead. You just never know what's going to come in your future. And so to be cautious about collecting tattoos and to be able to cover up when necessary.
So no job stoppers, as you call them, nothing on your hands, neck, face.
Right. That would be most advisable.
Well, Beverly, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Beverly Yen Thompson, she's a tenured associate professor of sociology at Siena College and author of Covered in Ink, Tattoos, Women, and the Politics of the Body. You'll find a link to read more at wordofmouthradio.org.